Ahoy, everyone! You're about to listen to a sneak preview of next week's episode. Here's a tiny sample of what's to come. This was around the time that we had just moved into our new house in 2004, and it was a dream of our family to live in like in a domestic house, like the one you'd expect to see in like The Simpsons. It wasn't a two-story house, but it was a flat house. And along that, we had like a big TV and we had a stereo system, and we were just counting down the days of when we were gonna finally get to play Super Smash Bros. Brawl. And the most ingenious tactic, and it's in some ways kind of evil on the terms of the marketing team, was that after the game was, I think, re-revealed for E3 2007, and they had the official release date, they also unveiled the Smash Brothers Dojo, an informative site of telling you everything about the game, but it would also, like, once a day, include one screenshot with a little bit of information, or like information about items, characters, stages, and that kind of thing. And that's how the developers of the game, or maybe the marketing team, slowly seeped out all this information about it. And you're just wondering, oh my god, every single day, or maybe probably like before I would go to school, I would always like F5 the page, F5, because sometimes there were some nights when I would be so enthusiastic, or like maybe even bored. It's probably boredom. It's 2007 we're talking about. Just hitting F5 multiple times until the website finally loaded and introduced another item or something like that. And we just building on the anticipation, pretty much just building the hype and just trying to create just energy and just oh my god, this game's coming out soon. And they're just slowly leaking out information from official sources, of course. It's not really leaking, but like what leaking in terms of like drip, 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 new screenshot, new screenshot, new screenshot, just like that. And it hooked us. It hooked the entire Smash community. But because of that, slowly new modes would be announced that would kind of get me a little excited, because there would be the returning modes, but then it would also be like a mode like Stage Builder. And this is at a time, I think I was starting to go to middle school, high school, when I would go on these very long bus rides all the way from my home all the way to the private school that I went to. And on the way back home, sometimes if I didn't talk to like some of my bus mates, or I don't know, the people on the bus, bus mates, let's go with bus mates. And I would just draw out these very elaborate stage designs. Like, I would know, like, okay, so they're going to, for the stage builder, they can have platforms, they're going to have like blocks so you can build up everything. So I would just, like, more creative than I think I've ever been with any kind of like stage creator kind of thing. Just go, it's like, okay, what's some objects I can create? I can create a drawer from our living room. I can create that as a stage. A stereo I can create as a stage. Camera I can create as a stage. Ooh, the level from Super Mario Brothers 1-4. I can create that. Just whatever thing looked like it could fit geometrically within the parameters of the Smash Stage Builder, I would draw that out on graph paper and try to create like a very elaborate, but also like still like kind of taking some imagination with it in terms of like what the look of it would be, but still like trying to design the stage that would actually be feasible, like where you could actually fight on it. So the dojo, part of the dojo, the effect of the dojo was also create announcements. And unfortunately, this was a game that was delayed 3 times. It was delayed. So first it was announced to be released in December 3rd of 2007. And it would have been paired up in the holiday season with Super Mario Galaxy, which I believe was coming out in like November or October of that year. I might be wrong about that. But the game was delayed, unfortunately, because the team was asking for more time to work on it. So it was delayed to February 10th of 2008. And then, surprisingly, it got delayed again to March 9th, 2008, which is a very odd time to release a game. And there's a lot of, you can just imagine like Christmas season, the holiday season, you know how everybody's talking about like what are the new products that we'll be getting. Again, not going into too much detail, but it was just a very odd choice to release the game in March. I mean, whenever it came out, everyone wasn't gonna buy it, but it just made the wait that much more seemingly endless. Thanks for listening. For more info and updates, visit randomchatterings.weebly.com. Until next time, take care, everyone.